This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back, everyone. Going to start with a deep thought. Do you go through life saying, oh, look what's going on. Look at that. That stressed me out. Look at that person did to me. Look, now I got to do that. You're stuck. You have a lot of stress. Have you ever thought about how you perceive the world around you is how you view yourself? Think about that. Let that sink in for a minute. How you view yourself is how you perceive the world around you. Many times you hear that and you say, well, no, there's no way that there's a connect. Yes, there is a connection. We're going to talk about that today. How to see the beauty, how to change your life through the beauty of this thing called energy, specifically Reiki. She is a certified master Reiki practitioner. It's changed her life. We're looking to change other lives today as Katie Anderegg joins us on the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today. Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Want to add to what I just said? It's changed my life too.
Yes.
And I get it. You know, for many, you might have stumbled upon this podcast and you're thinking, this stuff is woo. You know, I've heard about this Reiki thing. It's like mystical, magical. I don't even know what it is. We're going to make it clear to understand and take the woo away, if you will. So why don't we start? What exactly is Reiki, or do you want to start with energy?
We can definitely start. Well, it's tied together, really, because Reiki uses the universal life energy that flows through all of us. It stems from source, spirit of the universe or God, whatever you want to call it. It is that life force energy. And that is actually what Reiki stands for, life force energy. And we as people are energetic beings. It is a huge part of who we are. You can feel it when you walk into a room, right? We can feel the energy, either, you know, positive or negative. And so that is what Reiki is. I am here. I have learned, you know, what it is throughout my life and in the past couple of years. And I want to help educate people what it is, because it is such a natural part of us. We are energetic beings.
Well, yeah, that's the other part. And this is scientifically proven. Everything is energy. We are. Yeah. And what's energy? It's a vibration. We vibrate at a certain frequency and everything does. The chair you're sitting on, the phone you're holding, the piece of paper in your hand, whatever it might be, everything has its own energetic imprint. Now imagine if you could do something with that energy within yourself, or somebody help you with that, for a better outcome, feeling better, feeling just more joy, a flow, clarity in life. That's what this is all about. And the amazing part is, for the rest of us, you don't have to do anything like this.
Right.
You just, when you go for a Reiki session, hey, you want to fall asleep? Yeah, do that too if you're feeling it.
Exactly. I tell my clients that all the time. Just relax and let the energy flow.
Yeah. The times, most of my Reiki sessions, and I started this over, I'd say the last 4 years, most have been virtual, but the times that have been in person, the few of them, I have fallen asleep and I don't snore, but I snored because it was such a restful, deep sleep that I was like, oh, this is great. This is like, and then felt fantastic. What do people tell you after a session? You know, typically, or even specifically some of the things you've heard or you hear.
Yeah. So they just feel lighter, calmer. They have more clarity. They are so grateful that they came in and had the session because they understand themselves a little better as well. A lot of my clients are very new to Reiki. They just find me on Google and have never experienced it before. And so, yeah, you lay on a table fully clothed, relaxed. I have music playing in the background, ambiance, aromatherapy. And it just really helps the person get in a calm meditative state. All they have to do is lay there. I connect with the energy, the divine energy and the energy of my client. And then I'm guided as to where the healing needs to take place. So I place hands on the body, just gently open, on the feet where appropriate. And I just listen and allow that energy to flow through. And it's so healing. I feel better at the end of the session, and I know my clients feel better. And yeah, they're just so grateful for the messages that come through, the information that I share with them, and the healing that's taken place.
Mm. I've experienced just what you've said, lighter clarity. There was one time I had Reiki on a Sunday, and then Monday came along, and I had a situation going on, and now I had a hand on it. The clarity, it was like, oh, wow, now I can deal with that. Oh, maybe I got a lot of sleep last night. And then I thought, no, you had Reiki yesterday. That was part of it. I get it. I understand it. The part that I'm amazed at is how you're able to, with your hands, literally push that positive energy to someone. Can you explain that a little bit deeper, how that works?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. So the energy actually comes through the head, down the neck, into the arms, and then out the hands. So that's the flow of Reiki energy. And I can always feel it because my hands get super hot. And then it's like because the energy is flowing, it just warms up. And that's how it works. I just have to be a channel and open myself up and allow things to happen. I don't have to do anything, you know, mentally either. I have to actually set my thinking mind aside because it is just tuning into the simplistic energy of love, and it's holding space for that person to heal. It's setting that intention for healing and wherever it needs to go. So I tune into the person's energy and I meet them where they're at, you know, if they're struggling with something emotionally or mentally, I meet them with that love. And really it's the love that does all the healing.
I never heard it put that way before, but that's talk about the ultimate. We talk about vibration here, the ultimate vibration love. But I've heard recently, yeah, that's at the, you know, the top, but just above it in terms of vibration is joy.
Yeah.
Higher vibration. And then on the low end of the scale, I've always thought that it was, you know, sadness. You know, that's, you know, low vibration, right? It's not though, right? It's shame and guilt.
Yeah. Shame, guilt, just like the deep pit that we can sometimes feel. I was once there myself in my own life. A couple times, actually. I nearly took my life once after a divorce, and just kind of, you know, my life felt like a dumpster fire. Everything was blowing up. Didn't really know where I was going and what I wanted to do. And yes, as I was walking to the kitchen to go grab a knife, I was just stopped. It was like a force field. I couldn't walk anymore. I fell to my knees and I just crumpled in a ball, crying for I don't know how long, and just cried till I couldn't cry anymore. And then I went to bed. And, you know, since that day, I've been able to slowly move forward. And, you know, 10 years had passed, my life improved. I was finally in a job that I really enjoyed. It was with a man that is very supportive still today, my husband. He is just wonderful. And I went through another period of like still feeling depressed, even though I had all these wonderful things in my life. I didn't understand this void that wasn't being fulfilled. Until I, you know, went through an awakening. So I, at that point, you know, I was out in the woods. I didn't have anything on me to take my own life, but I still felt like that deep, empty shame, the guilt, just, and I cried again until I couldn't cry anymore. And I went back home and kept living. And so it just struck me today that I went through an episode of when my life was falling apart, and an episode when everything was seemingly great. And so it is recognizing and awakening to that emptiness within us that really needs to be filled with love. And that's self-love, self-compassion, self-kindness. And once we discover that, that beauty within ourselves, we can then meet ourselves where we're at and begin to move forward and improve our lives, you know, improve our mental thinking and, you know, learn how to manage our emotions and just make our way through life knowing that no matter what we do, it's okay. It really is. It's okay. If we have to walk through challenging times, they're meant to teach us something. And it really, Reiki has really helped put a lot of things in great perspective for me. It's changed my life, the way I eat, the way I move through life, the way I carry myself, the intentions I set. And yeah, that inner wisdom is so important.
Thank you for sharing that. And lots to take away from that. Yeah. Much of the stuff, in my understanding, that we deal with, and even some of the feelings that you felt that others may feel, and even yourself, I wonder, myself included, it's not our fault. And much of it could have or did come from childhood. Things that, you know, we interpreted, didn't get our needs met, as not taking nothing away from parents. They do the best they can with what they have. What do they have? Exactly. Their parents. Yeah. And the ones before that. You know, I'm still waiting. My youngest is 17. I check every day my email and you know, regular mail. I didn't get the manual on how to raise kids. I'm still, if anybody's got it, like the real manual, I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
But a lot of that stuff that we deal with came from our childhood. And also, I would imagine that negative energy, that stuck energy is still in us and needs to be cleared out. And again, because when situations present, maybe like in yours, you went through a tough time, things are okay now. Then things are not okay now, but I don't know why they're not okay now. Maybe it's tied into stuck energy from the past, because situations come up, call it a trigger or whatever. Now you're back there again.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that Reiki clears out that energy. Would you say that the layman's terms, that's kind of how that works?
Yeah, exactly. Reiki can help meet that darkness, those dark energies that we carry, the emotions, the frustrations, the lack of clarity, and help. That's what it does. It just helps clear it out, rebalance our energy systems, and fill it up with love. And, you know, it's each client is different. Each one is unique. Some clients come in and they're more empathic, you know, very sensitive to all the energies that are around us.
Yep.
I am one of those. And that's who I tend to draw in and help, because I understand that. I know what it's like to be there, picking up other people's energies without knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are ways to protect ourselves and be able to manage our energy. That's not a curse to be an empath and be so sensitive. We don't have to hide in our houses.
Thank you for saying that, because not about me, but I get it. And it was like a year or so ago, I took a strength assessment test. I'm on the board of a charity, and they're like, hey, let's do this and see what your strengths are, everyone. Number one, out of 34, number one was communication. Okay, duh, that's what I do. I've done it forever. Number two, empathy. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I knew it was up there, maybe top 15, top 10, maybe. And it's a blessing and a curse at the same time, right?
Yes. Yes. Because you can feel very overwhelmed for no reason. And you're like, you can wake up in the morning feeling great. And then all of a sudden you just feel bombarded and low. So it is kind of that discernment, figuring out like, okay, this isn't my energy. I don't need to carry it. And so I do work with my clients to help them understand. And, you know, through grounding meditative practices, grounding your energy can really help you feel more balanced, recentered, and help you begin to understand your own energy And that's part of why I'm here too, is not just to do Reiki for others, but to help them understand and rediscover within themselves that they have the power to heal themselves, you know, by understanding their own energy and then being able to listen to that wisdom to live out a better life.
So I'm seeing three things here. I try to make this even more understandable for the woo side of things, but three things. The energy that you experience through these childhood traumas, big or small, the energy that you take on from other people, especially if you're more of an empath, and then your own energy. So you got all of that stuff going on there. And sometimes it gets wonky. Exactly.
And it's very complex because you have your own thoughts, the beliefs that you were raised to believe in, expectations, societal norms, you know, what's accepted, what isn't. I mean, those are all playing factors into how we function every day. And so, yeah, it is. It's a very complex situation that we're navigating.
I saw this very clear 4 years ago when I was connected to somebody who's a nurse, and she would have to take roughly every third day off. I'm getting tired. I don't know. I think I'm getting sick again. I'm like, don't you realize you're an empath and you're taking on the energy? And she was a in-home nurse for a number of patients. So she got very connected to them. It was like family. And when they had challenges, she was feeling their challenges. She was taking on their energy, but didn't even know it. And it would just dog her down, drag her down to the point where she needed to reset. Now back to work, you know, on the fourth day. But the rest of us, we don't realize what's going on, even at work every day, you know, and we're all susceptible to energy. Others, just different levels of, I would think, sensitivity, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes. Lots of people, well, it ranges. Yeah. Some people are more sensitive to all the energies and some people don't feel much at all. So they're like, what are you talking about? Why are you so sensitive? You know, they just aren't that sensitive, and that's okay. I mean, there's a range. And, sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought.
No, but it's real. That's what I mean. Yes. You know, that energy around us. And then for another day, but there are people who call it energy vampires that just love your good energy and they want it and they're going to take it. And you don't even know they're doing it. Maybe they don't even know they're doing it. Basically here, when we talk about energy, we have been expressing it since the beginning of our lives, but we don't know it. Where am I going with that? How many times have you said to somebody, hey, I'm praying for the outcome of that surgery? Or, yeah, you know what? And they could be five states away. I'm sending the positive vibes to you. You know, hope you're feeling better. Hey, congratulations. And you send a text and you're sending, you know, just you're sending energy. This is the same thing, right?
Oh, definitely. It is one and the same. Yeah, it works very much like Wi-Fi, like how you and I are connecting right now over Zoom. And, you know, if you can connect to somebody around the world via energy, right?
Yes.
Sending them positive love or sending them negative love, right? That happens too. When we see something that we don't like, oh my gosh, you know, we're sending energy all the time, whether it's positive or negative. So it is important to be mindful of what we send out because it does come back to us in a cycle. Oh. And, you know, working, I want to go back to that energy vampire thought because there are ways to set up healthy boundaries for ourselves. So we can just imagine, you know, like a crystal shield or something around us. It's silly to say that, silly to think about that. But when you think about some sort of energetic shield around you, protecting your own energy, you're able to send out your energy without taking on the energy of others. So it's a simple practice, silly to think about, silly to say, but it works.
You know, you know, many levels of Reiki you've trained and got certified in. Before we run out of time, tell us about the book, Katie, that you're working on.
Oh, yes, my book. I am so proud of my book. It's called Love, Light, and Healing. And it is my own journey of, what I went through in my whole entire life. I tell very personal details. I do talk about nearly taking my life, and I talk about the challenges I went through before I had my own spiritual awakening. And I talk about how that happened for me and the challenges I continue to have afterwards, even though I've came to know this like deep meaning of who we are and why we're here. I help navigate that and make it real for people so that if they're going through something similar, if they just came to know like the deeper love, the deeper meaning of life, and are struggling with how to live in today's world, it really helps to guide them. And I provide tools and tips and how to get there. So love, light, and healing. And it's hope I'm hoping to have it published here in the next couple of weeks.
Nice. All right, we need that.
It's really a journey of remembering who we are.
Well, many of us will say we're stuck and we're in situations, whether it's relationships, jobs, but we don't need to be. We're making ourselves stuck, I do believe, and that's because of our beliefs, or the energy within us is stuck. And it needs to be moved. It needs to be cleared out. How can I say that? I lived it. I get it.
Right.
It
We're just
works.
not taught what to do with our emotions. We're not taught, we're actually told to like stuff them down, right? A lot of times, get rid of
Especially
them.
men.
So, I think moving into an era where we need to really understand them and work through them and know that it's okay to have these emotions, because they don't define who we are. They are just simply emotions. It's just simply energy moving through us. It's not who we are. Our true state is just a love essence.
It's a great point you bring up, because what is the word emotion? It's motion. So, and emotions are energy, and you need to move them. And if they're not moving, you're feeling them. And sometimes the negative emotions, they need to move out. How do you do that? Reiki. How do we connect with you, Katie? What's the best way?
So you can connect with me at my website. It's intuitivehealingsllc.com, or you can call me at 715-861-3171.
Thank you for today. Thank you for all the insight,
Thank you.
and making it easy for everybody to understand this whole energy thing. It's the answer for many of us. And you're available. And I'm looking forward next time we get together.
All right. Me too.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.